Watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. I always think long and hard about the first number to get us going. Well, maybe not that long, and certainly not hard, but I do give some thought to it. And this week, that process brings us Roy Eldridge and Blue Moon. From a September 54 recorded LP called Little Jazz, which, as you no doubt know, was Roy Eldridge's nickname. And he's here, backed by some of his Jazz at the Philharmonic tour buddies, Oscar Peterson piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass and Buddy Rich drums. Roy was a member of the JATP for many years, starting back in 48, and he was undoubtedly the leading trumpeter of the swing era. But, although being involved in the early days of bop music and making a number of records with Dizzy Gillespie, the public suddenly thought Roy was old-fashioned. So he spent a year in Paris in 1950 and then became a major major name in the mainstream jazz movement on his return to the US. Roy was inevitably influenced by Louis Armstrong, and he became the vital link in the evolution of jazz trumpet playing. Louis, Roy, Diz, Miles would be the natural progression. That was the classic Blue Moon. It's so annoying when smoke gets in your eyes. Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, written by Jerome Kern for the 1933 musical Roberta, and it also featured in the film of the show, starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. That was in 35. Here, it's recorded in June 2000 by bassist Neil Minor, making his debut as a leader on record. Well, that's a fact, according to these liner notes, but I have an album of his from 6 years earlier called Introducing the Neil Minor Quintet. So that shows you, you can't believe all the guff they print to the liner notes. Chris Bergson guitar and Joe Strazzer on drums. Here's one of our fave songs. Thank you. Yes, summertime, of course, and it's always a real pleasure to hear yet another version of this great Gershwin Brothers song. This came from an LA 1956 recorded Imperial LP. Always been a big fan of altoist Sonny Criss, and we really ought to feature him more often. Currently, he pops up literally once a year on our show. That was the magnificent Sonny Clark at the piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Laurence Marrable on drums. Remembering my earlier comment about the veracity of liner notes, here's another quote that needs more than a pinch of salt added. Quote, "In selecting the 12 songs for this album, more than 300 tunes were painstakingly discussed, performed, carefully listened to," unquote. Sure, you'd have to consider 300 other songs before choosing Summertime. Here's Mal Waldron with his own compo, Mistral Breeze. You wouldn't guess it from that piano solo by Mal Waldron of his own song Mistral Breeze, but this is a duet recording. It's Mal and soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy in Paris in July 1990, but Lacy obviously sat out on that number. Both Waldron and Lacy, like so many other great American jazz musos, had made Paris their home back in the 60s, when America seemed indifferent to its very own music. So, returning to Paris for this recording session was appropriate. I include this next one because, well, it's different.
Si fort,
Perhaps the first surprise from this September 2013 recorded album is that it's led by trumpeter Jeremy Pelt. The album is called Face Forward, Jeremy. Indisputably good advice. The song title is Rastros, which apparently means footprints, according to these liner notes. I'd think trail would be more appropriate, but that could mean footprints if they were following a person or even an animal. Pelt says the song came to him in his sleep. Pelt on trumpet, but only in a very small supporting role. Roxy Koss on soprano sax, David Bryant piano, Chris Smith bass, Dana Hawkins drums, plus guests for this one song. Fabiana Massili on vocals, Brandy Younger harp, and Jennifer Shaw cello. It's Tal Farlow. Thank you. The legendary guitarist Tal Farlow started his professional life at the relatively old age of 22 and then went into semi-retirement at the relatively young age of 37 when he married. And although he continued to perfect his guitar playing skills, he rarely performed in public thereafter. But he did eventually return to touring. That was in the early 80s when he was about 60 years old. Wish I'd seen him live. This Feb 58 recorded Verve album is entitled, with great clarity, This is Tal Farlow, with Eddie Costa piano, Nabil Nobby Tota on bass, Jimmy Campbell on drums. That was Lean On Me, not the Bill Withers song, but the earlier Green Waldman one of the same name. So, Ellington. Thank you. So, from the wonderful Piano in the Foreground Columbia LP, Sister to the equally good In the Background album. So, and that's the song title in case you think I'm confusing you, So was inevitably an Ellington compo, and this March 61 recording was the only time So was recorded, and probably the only time it was ever played. Aaron Bell bass, Sam Woodyard drums, and here's Aaron Bell's description of that song. Quote, So, or so what, or so where, or so whither goes. On the very end, Duke comes back to the final cadence, So. Musically, he went through several different conclusions and ended up where he started. Sometimes you never know what Duke had in mind, unquote. And when was the last time you heard someone say, So, whither goes? Next, Ho. Thank you. Ho, and that's with an exclamation mark. Ho! It's from a Prestige LP recorded in August 61 with Rudy Van Gelder overseeing the session from the control booth. The LP is called Mainstem, as the Ellington song Mainstem is indeed on the album. Four of the six titles were written by Oliver Nelson, who is the leader on tenor, the Basseyite Joe Newman on trumpet. The LP cover states Oliver Nelson with Joe Newman, but under my increasingly idiosyncratic filing system, I file it under the pianist's name, he being none other than Hank Jones. George Duvivier's on bass, Charlie Persip drums, and Ray Barretto on conga. This next number is on Verve's Folkways label, so yes, it is a slight digression for us, but I sincerely hope you enjoy this jazzy version of a John Lennon song.
Take you down, 'cause I'm going soon to strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going soon. Strawberry fields. Nothing is to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean it must be high and low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in when it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going soon. Strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know. And it's a dream. I think I know of me. Ah, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going soon. Strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going soon. Strawberry fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Let me take you down.
Strawberry fields forever, and recorded here as something of a lullaby. It took the Beatles 26 takes to get it right, but I bet the folk singer Odetta didn't need anything like that number. She was an American folk singer who also encompassed spirituals, blues and jazz, and she earned the nickname the Voice of the Civil Rights Movement. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. himself called her the Queen of American Folk Music. And she's said to have heavily influenced the folk revival in the 60s with the likes of Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and others. Apologies, I don't know the names of the supporting musos. I'll close my eyes next. Thank you. I'll Close My Eyes was written in 45. Music and lyrics by the British bandleader Billy Reid. The American Buddy Kay wrote entirely new lyrics at a later date, and it's become a jazz standard, with the Buddy Kay words, I might add. This late 59 recording was the first outing for altoist John Handy III as a leader, and on other albums he plays almost all of the Reid family of instruments, including the oboe. This John Handy is not related to that other altoist, Captain John Handy, who was from a much earlier era. Richard Williams, trumpet, Roland Hanna, piano, George Tucker, bass, and, one of the all-time greats, Roy Haynes, drums. Talking of standards, here's one of the greatest. That's a long, long track by our standards, but I thought we needed to hear almost all of it. But eventually I had to fade it out. The combined age of this septet must be 935, surely. Veterans all. But a lovely, lovely rendition of Ellington's classic Creole Love Call, played here in a blues groove. This version was recorded in Honolulu, April 79. Trombonist Trummy Young is the leader, one of only a handful of albums he recorded as a leader, despite his career starting back in 1928. He played in some big bands, notably those of Earl Hines and Jimmy Lunsford, but it was his association with the Louis Armstrong All-Stars that we'll always remember him for. Pee Wee Irwin trumpet, none other than Barney Bigard on clarinet, and how many thousands of times must he have played Creole Love Call in his days as an Ellingtonian? Paul Madison tenor, Dick Hyman piano, Milt Hinton bass and Bobby Rosengarten drums. From that long, long track to a shorty.
Ready?
Les McCann and Red Top. The LP is called Bucket of Grease. Les calls this Latin Boogaloo, and who are we to argue? I'm rushing to squeeze in a great whistler. It's Bob Haggart, who wrote the very well-known Big Noise from Winnetka. This time, he's walking to Winnetka. Haggart's whistling was overdubbed after the band had recorded the song back in 63. Dick Hyman's here again on piano, by the way. It's a crackly old LP. I hope it sounds okay. As ever, I hope you've had fun listening and enjoyed all the numbers, and equally hope you'll be back for more with me, Mike Wynn, next week. Until then, please take care. Keep well.